clearly it's a devastating blow to the district. And then when you think about the divisiveness of this particular issue over the past few months, you know, it really makes you, you know, second guess it. And clearly if 60% would have said no, you know, in August, you know, I don't think that we would have been as quick to come back with the plan. But regardless, it does not shake my faith about all the good that we have here in Mountain Home. And while we really don't know where we'll go from here, you know, this is not an issue that's going away, but it's clearly an issue that must be looked at from a different angle.
Your reaction also tonight, many questions and comments have been made about both your administration and your school board members that caused some of the divisiveness in this election.
Unfortunately, when it comes to politics and people's money, it really does bring out, you know, the worst in people. And so really, you know, what I would encourage, you know, the community to do is to, you know, move forward together, get behind the school board, get behind Ms. Dewey. I have full faith in those people. That they will, you know, work to find a solution that keeps students at the forefront.
You said there's really no next step that you have planned out as of yet. There was a report earlier today that the state of Arkansas declined any funding attempt for the Mountain Home School District. What will the school board do to address the critical situation that has been presented at the Mountain Home High School?
Yeah, so that is an unfortunate piece of this entire situation is that we were not awarded the state partnership funds that we were approved to receive. So we'll have to look and see what the next, of course, that was the funding for 23, for the two-year cycle of 23 through 25. So, you know, that doesn't mean that there couldn't be something 25 and beyond, but it's going to come down to looking at everything, the options that can be had, the timelines that need to be had, and trying to propose some sort of path forward to address the issues that we've got to address.
Dr. Long, many of the vocal opponents, the concerned citizens that appeared at the KTLO forum said that they were all in favor of helping the school district, helping the high school, but they were adamantly opposed to a $55 million tax increase. They wanted to help the school, but that was not the right building. Would you do it over again today?
Absolutely, I would. You know, knowing that 60% of the community, you know, doesn't support it, you know, it would be irresponsible and foolish of me to, you know, do, you know, the same. So yes, clearly I would do something over. I do believe that the plan that was presented is, you know, the best plan to address it. But at the same time, you know, the community has clearly spoken and, you know, something, you know, less than the best is going to have to be developed. You know, a lot of the opposition said that they do support, you know, addressing improvements at the high school. And so with them supporting it and without having a new tax revenue to address it, they're also going to need to support the decisions that the school board and the district administration are going to have to make to address it without a new revenue stream.
Do you fear that those situations will cause a cutback in staff or programs?
You'll want to put together a timeline of priorities. You know, we'll need to visit with the state as far as what that timeline is. But inevitably, you know, the answer to your question is yes. If you don't have an additional revenue stream, that means that you're going to do it on what you have. And I can tell you, based on our budget, there's not an abundance of, you know, revenue that is not being utilized for, you know, educational purposes. But that's it. That's going to be, you know, tightening up, prioritizing, being strategic in the budgeting process and setting money aside for future building use. But to do that, you're going to have to make some tough decisions.